This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia is extending military drills it's been conducting in Belarus near Ukraine's northern border, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The move comes after 2 days of sustained shelling along the contact line between Ukrainian soldiers and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin is blaming Ukraine for the escalation and NATO for pumping modern weapons and ammunition into the country. But on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken offered this view.
It certainly looks like everything we said was likely to occur in the lead up to the actual invasion is happening. We're seeing false flag operations taking place in eastern Ukraine, the manufacturing of provocations and justifications for Russia to go in.
Blinken says the U.S. and its allies have massive sanctions at the ready, but until Russian tanks are rolling, they will give Moscow every chance to reverse course. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, the White House said President Joe Biden was canceling a trip to Delaware and remaining in Washington following a two-hour meeting of his National Security Council. Mr. Biden instead spoke by phone with French President Emmanuel Macron about the Russian buildup, the White House said. Settling a Brexit dispute over Northern Irish trade would enable London and Brussels to focus on external issues such as Ukraine, British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss will tell the European Union Monday. Britain and the EU have been locked in talks for months to rework a politically divisive Northern Ireland protocol that was agreed by London as part of its exit from the EU 2 years ago. The protocol kept Northern Ireland in the EU's single market for goods in order to preserve a politically sensitive open border with EU member state Ireland. This is VOA News. Closing arguments are set for Monday in the federal hate crimes trial over the killing of Ahmaud Arbery by three white men in the U.S. southern state of Georgia, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Prosecutors rested their case Friday after calling three witnesses who said they recalled racist statements by two of the defendants, father and son Greg and Travis McMichael. Defense attorneys called one witness, a neighbor who said a white man may be the same one the McMichaels reported to police as suspicious in 2019. The pair, along with neighbor William Roddy Bryant, pleaded not guilty to charges they violated Arbery's civil rights by chasing and killing him in their neighborhood. They were already convicted in the state's case and sentenced to life. I'm Julie Walker.
The United States' yearly counterterrorism training program for African forces began Sunday in Ivory Coast at a time of upheaval in which Islamist fighters control large areas, coups are on the rise, and French forces are winding down. The training program, known as Flintlock, will bring together more than 400 soldiers from across West Africa to bolster the skills of forces, some of which are under regular attacks by armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Those not present included forces from Guinea and two countries worst hit by Islamist violence, Mali and Burkina Faso. Military juntas have snatched power in those three countries since 2020, raising concerns about a return to West Africa's post-colonial reputation as a, quote, coup belt, end quote. Officials say central to this year's training is coordination between different forces fighting the same enemy. Australia opened its international borders to all vaccinated tourists Monday, nearly 2 years after the island nation first imposed some of the world's strictest COVID-19 travel restrictions. A Qantas flight from Los Angeles was the first to touch down in Sydney at 6:20 a.m. local time, followed by arrivals from Tokyo, Vancouver, and Singapore. The national carrier expects to bring more than 14,000 passengers into Australia this week, the start of what many believe will be a long, slow recovery for a tourism sector devastated by the pandemic. The last big rigs were towed Sunday out of Canada's capital, where the streets were quiet for the first time in almost a month after a massive police operation ended a drawn-out siege by protesters opposing COVID health rules. A major cleanup was underway in Ottawa's snowy downtown, where police and riot gear had faced off with trucker-led demonstrations for two full days, finally driving them out of their protest hub outside